Now, Mary's Meals, which serves nutritious school meals to children living in some of the world's poorest communities, is running the step-by-step walk to feed the next child. It started today in Dublin's city centre, and this afternoon they are heading to Maynooth train station. Orla Buckley is a volunteer with Mary's Meals taking part in the step-by-step walk. Joins me now on the line. Orla, good morning. Thanks for taking our call on the show.
Good morning, and thank you so much for allowing me to talk to you a little bit about Mary's Meals and the walk.
Absolutely. Orla, I understand you're currently on the walk. You started earlier. You're in Phoenix Park now at the moment, just kicked off.
We started off at 9 o'clock and we are just at the side of Phoenix Park. So forgive the traffic noise.
Absolutely. No problem. It just adds more to, I suppose, the environment and just what yous are carrying out now for the next few days. Before we get more into the walk and how long it's going to take, will you let listeners know a bit more about Mary's Meals, the work it does and the volunteers' work as well?
So Mary's Meals is a school feeding programme in some of the world's poorest communities where poverty and hunger prevent children from gaining an education. It's a simple idea that works, it's such a simple idea and very transparent. In partnership with local communities, we provide daily meals for hungry children in a place of education, bringing them into the classroom where they can find a route out of poverty. So it's a meal in a place of education. That place of education could be under a tree, or it could be in a school of thousands. Mary's Meals feeds over 3 million children. We started in 2002 serving 200 children in Malawi, and now we're in 16 of the world's poorest countries and feeding over 3 million children.
Wow, that's a huge growth since it began in 2002. Also highlighting, I mean, the amount of people, the amount of communities that need the service of Mary's Meals.
Correct. It's a charity run by volunteers. We have very low costs. So 93% of everything we donate goes to the school feeding programme. And for the last 4 years, Mary's Meals Ireland have donated 97 cents out of every euro goes to our charitable activities and the school feeding programme. We, as a member of the volunteer group for Dublin, we sponsor three specific schools. So every year we get a yearly report. We get photos of the kids. There's signs on the schools that say feeding here is sponsored by Mary's Meals Dublin volunteer group. So it's an amazing charity with such transparency and such difference it makes to the children's lives. I became involved by watching a film called Child 31, and they've now released a new film last year. It's on Mary's Meals YouTube channel called Letty, and Letty was featured in Child 31. So it shows the growth from this young child who was on the brink of poverty and starvation to now being a grown woman and the difference Mary's Meals made to her life. And there are millions of children yet left for us to feed. So that's the point of this walk. We're walking from 8 different locations all over Ireland to Mayo. I started in Dublin for the next 9 days and we'll meet there and celebrate this walk and our fundraising and the joy of Mary's Meals and what it means to all these children.
Absolutely. And speaking of the walk, it started at 9. You're still in Dublin, but I believe the aim is to be in Maynooth train station this afternoon. And will you be starting from there tomorrow? Will kind of Kildare be one of the final stops for today?
So we walk today. We walk to Lucan Village is our stop for lunch. And then we'll walk through Lucan Village into the park and come out at Leixlip. And then we join the canal just after Leixlip. And we walk up to Maynooth train station. And we'll have volunteer collectors in Maynooth today. And then tomorrow morning, we start there from 9 again. And we walk to... a few years ago, the walk route was changed. So we now walk all along the route to canal to Longford. So tomorrow we stop at a point on the canal because there's not really many towns on the canal. So we stop at one point and then we start from there the following day up until we reach Longford. So then we reach Mullingar on Sunday afternoon and then Mullingar to Abishrul on Monday and Tuesday is Abishrul to Longford. And then we're on the roads for the rest of it. So the canal is very quiet, but it's very safe, and it's a lovely walk. This is the 8th year I've done the walk.
Wow.
And it's going for 14 years. And we changed the route because walking along the roads was a little bit nerve-wracking.
Of course.
We changed the route to walk along the canal, and it's so beautiful.
Exactly, the scenery there as well, especially during the summer months. Hopefully the weather will hold up for you the next few days during the walk. But, I mean, walking to Mayo, is it going to be a difficult walk? I mean, you've done it. I mean, this is your 8th year, so would you be a bit more used to it now than maybe the first year you started?
I think the first year, the legs are gone. and they do, at about day 5 or 6, the legs do tend to go again. But we've got amazing volunteers along the way who come out, people who are collecting, but they'll also, we have volunteer drivers, and they'll come out and they'll top us up with water or a banana or an orange or something along the way. So not everybody's walking. There are people collecting. There are people driving. There are people keeping us safe. There are people putting us up when we're along the way. So we stay with people all the way through the country, and we're really lucky to have such camaraderie and friendship in this volunteer group.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, everyone coming together to make sure that the walkers are looked after. And then, of course, you know, the bigger scheme of this is raising the funds for Mary's Meals and those children. For Orla, for anyone who is interested in Mary's Meals, maybe they have been donating in the past and they're thinking maybe it's their time to become a volunteer or help out more, where is the best place to get more information and get in touch?
So marysmeals.ie has all of the information, but also we have social media. So we're on Facebook and Instagram, and you can actually follow the walk on social media. And I forgot to mention the most important thing about Mary's Meals is because we're so no-frills and low charity spending, with €22 feeds a child for a whole school year. So 11 cents buys one meal, but €22 will feed a child for a year. So the price of like 4 cups of coffee or 5 cups of coffee will feed a child for a year. So thank you so much.
Orla, no, thank you so much for taking the time to join us this morning. And the best of luck now on your walk and all of the other volunteers taking place in that over the next week or so. That is Orla Buckley, a volunteer with Mary's Meal.